Well, the Lord's gave us a beautiful morning this morning to be here to celebrate Christmas. I'm very grateful to Him because this could have been 2 days ago, right? So really, thanks be to God that He gave us the chance to be able to come together and to celebrate Christmas here together. So grateful for you being here. So wonderful to celebrate with you. As I was getting ready for Christmas, my thoughts went back to something a family told me just a few weeks ago. It was about their great-grandma. She was getting towards the end of her life, and but she had a new great-granddaughter born. And so they came and they brought their new great-granddaughter, this newborn baby, to great-grandma. And they just placed her in her arms. And great-grandma wasn't, you know, real responsive to a lot, you know, kind of at that stage in life. Not a lot gets them to say something or really kind of look up or anything like that, right? But they placed this baby in her arms. And she just looked at her. She didn't say a thing. She just sat there and held her and looked at her. And then finally when they came they took her back again, she just told them, "She's so beautiful." And that was it. And there's something about that that has struck me so powerfully as I thought about that. That, you know, here, not a lot is you know, entering in or whatever, but you placed a baby in her arms and she was just captured. All of a sudden, like all of her attention was there. And all she wanted to do was look at her. Just beholding her with such love and devotion and wonder and awe. Just looking. No words even, right? Just so small, so vulnerable. I want you to pray like that today. As I thought of Christmas and Jesus being born, I want you to pray like that today. I want you to pray as if you were holding the baby Jesus in your arms this morning and just beholding Him, looking on this little baby, so small, so vulnerable in your arms. And you don't even have to like make yourself love Him. You just, as you look, that just comes up in you naturally in a baby, with beholding Him with such love and devotion, such attentiveness to every little thing, the awe and wonder just at this baby. That's God. It's God this morning. He literally places Himself in our arms. I want you, even just as we pray Mass this morning, to that same way of praying. Just in everything that we do, just put that within your heart and your soul. As we're going to bless the manger scene, maybe as you look at the manger and just gaze in, see Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the angels, and just behold it with such love and devotion in your heart, attention. As you look up here, as we pray, and maybe just glance up to the front and you see the crucifix, just see Jesus like that. With your heart just stirred, just looking at Him. But with such love and devotion in your heart. You don't necessarily even need to say anything to Him, right? Just in wonder and awe at His goodness, His love. As you listen to the words of God today. The child is born for us. A son is given to us. His dominion is great. He's Wonder Counselor, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. That in a different way than looking and hearing, but the same attentiveness that great-grandma had, right? You're just attentive to the words. And then finally, as we pray at the altar, as we go to the altar and we pray this morning, and you kneel down, the same as the shepherds in the manger knelt before the baby, you are kneeling before the presence of Jesus who comes here on the altar this morning. And adoring Him. And then I raise Him up. And they ring the bells, right? Just have that beholding, that devotion, that love. Pray that way today. And especially at that moment you come up to receive Him, right? There's just that short moment as I hold up the host. And you bow your head. And I say the body of Christ. And just behold Him with love and attentiveness and awe and wonder. That is Jesus. You say amen and you receive Him. I just want you to pray to be like great-grandma in a sense this morning. holding that baby in your arms. You know, there's something so healing about holding a baby. It's healing to us. There's nothing threatening about a baby. Our walls just kind of come down, don't they? As you hold a baby, it restores your soul to peace. I know I've talked to many mothers, and they love holding babies. And I think it's sometimes like when they're disturbed and upset, they just want to hold a baby, just put them back at peace again, you know? Like, it literally, it does. It brings a peace, a restoration. We remember that life is precious, that life is good, that it's beautiful, and that God is here and He is with us. God makes Himself so vulnerable that it just draws us in today. There's nothing threatening about a God who comes to us as a baby. Our walls can just come down with Him. It doesn't matter what you've done, who you are, how put together or how messed up you feel your life is right now, right? His vulnerability with us, that He's so vulnerable to us, just lets our walls come down and opens our hearts to be vulnerable with Him. To be vulnerable with Him. And He invites you. He wants you to do that this morning. It's so important that we let ourselves also be vulnerable with Him. Why do you think He comes in such vulnerability, such littleness, such smallness? Look at Mary and Joseph this morning. I mean, you just don't get more vulnerable in your life than they have been the last 9 months. I just really think about it for a moment, right? I mean, how vulnerable Mary must have felt from the moment Joseph was going to divorce her. It must have felt so vulnerable. What was it going to happen? And then as the townspeople looked at her, as they talked about her, as she's then 9 months pregnant on a donkey going to Bethlehem, I can only imagine being rejected over and over and over again, not having a place and giving birth in a cave to your baby in the cold with animals. So vulnerable. And I think interiorly for Mary also. I mean, Mary, she knows that she will never be enough for this child, for the Son of God. And then think of Joseph too as a man, but also just made so vulnerable. All of his plans, like we talked about last week, right? All of his plans were just shot, thrown out the window. He's left without the plan. But for a man, that's scary. When he does take Mary into his house, and I'm sure the townspeople talked about him too, had to hit on the pride a little bit there, right? Then he's taking Mary on a donkey to Bethlehem, and he's asking at every door and being rejected at every single door. No, no, no. And all he's got for his wife is a cave. How am I possibly going to love this woman? How am I going to love this child? You see, God wanted Mary and Joseph to be completely vulnerable. Okay? Because that's where He comes. That's where He came. And He comes to save us. So let yourself be vulnerable with Jesus today. As you simply behold Him in the Mass, in all of these parts, holding Him, seeing Him, praying to Him, kneeling down, adoring Him. As you're beholding Jesus, looking upon Him, just looking at Him, let Him look at you. Let Him look at you today. Let Him in. Open up those places in your heart that remain hidden. Those places that feel too weak, too vulnerable. Those places that are just too painful. Let Him come down. Let the walls come down. Let that healing begin to come as Jesus looks at you and you look at Him and restores your soul. Remember that life is good, that it's beautiful, it's precious. That God is here. He is with us. And I'll finish by mentioning, I got this a Christmas card from the Sisters of Life. They're a religious order started in New York City. And the reason they were started was in order to walk with women in difficult pregnancies who find themselves in very difficult situations. And then they walk with them and they help them along that way, especially encouraging them to bring their child to birth, right? Really just taking care of them, just listening to them, loving them, which is what they need more than anything, of course. Sometimes with the couple, you can imagine the lives that they're coming in contact with every day, right? They're coming into contact with people who are at their very lowest, their most afraid, their poorest, most weak, most broken time of their life. And they're walking into their life and bringing God there and letting them know that God is with them, that he has not abandoned them, that he is close, and he is helping them at this time. It sounds a lot like Christmas, I think, okay? I can only imagine what it's like for them as they do this and just provide for this woman, this father, if he's also around and present, and they bring them to the day of that birth. And they see for the first time this mother or this father hold their newborn child, knowing that this truly has been a miracle of God. They said in their card today, they said, you know, Jesus, he comes to us. Jesus makes himself small, hidden, poor, weak, and vulnerable, in order to be close to all those who themselves feel small, weak, unseen, hidden, poor, and vulnerable. That's where Jesus comes. In whatever way that means, right? I can imagine that every single one of us at some point in our life, we're there. We've been there. Maybe you're there this morning. Maybe that's where your life is at right now, right? Maybe you need Jesus to be vulnerable with you, and to be vulnerable with him this morning. Maybe you just need to be great grandma holding that little child. Well, my brothers and sisters, you realize that every time you come to Mass, that's what happens. That's what happens at the Mass. That the same Jesus that was born in the manger comes and is present right here on this altar. You could almost say, in a sense, it's like the incarnation coming again. That when the priest says those words, this is my body, this is my blood, Jesus' words, he becomes present here. Jesus, in the Eucharist, again, makes himself small, hidden, poor, weak, and vulnerable, and literally places himself in our hands again. How will we receive him today? Just behold him, receive him, let him in. I'm going to end with a prayer that they had written on their card to Jesus in the Eucharist. So I just invite you to pray along with me. Oh Jesus, I believe you come down from heaven now to remain with us in the host, in the Eucharist, silent, hidden, and vulnerable. Let me never be afraid to come to you. Whatever my past, wherever I am right now, I know you will never reject me or turn your back on me. Cast out all discouragement, fear, doubt, and despair from my heart. Fill my soul with your love and wrap me in your mercy. With hope and trust, I keep my eyes on you, waiting for the day when you will lift me up to be with you in the glory of heaven forever. Jesus, I believe.